Welcome to this month's edition of Bottega Live on WHQR-FM in Wilmington. I'm Vince Winkle, sitting in for Addy Vunch, who is off this week. We've got a great show tonight with the Yard Dogs of Wilmington. Later, it's the Blarney Brogues with their unique sound. So let's get right to it with the Yard Dogs. This is Bottega Live on WHQR 91.3 FM.
All done. Time to sit around, feel like a bomb. TV on the radio helps me to process everything slow. Mindy works too fast for me, verbalizing words I really need. Stronger than the days before, tomorrow will be even more. And say to you, my love, how I really feel right now. Stronger than the days before, tomorrow will be even more. Oh, oh, oh. Off the ground. Bright eyes clap your hands saying, helps me wake up, look outside to stare. Eyes that work too fast for me, seeing everything I need to see. Oh,
Thank you. We're gonna start that over because this is for radio. We gotta do it right. Damn. Sorry. I'm gonna start this over. With the Yard Dogs, this song is called Trinity. It's a song I wrote. We play it together. Enjoy. Thank you. That was called Trinity. It's a song I wrote. The Yard Dogs, we play it. Thank you.
Yes. This is an original thing called Ship.
Ship. Not Ship. One, two, let's go.
Thank you. It was a song I wrote. We played together with the Yard Dogs. Jeremy on guitar and vocals. Matt Banjo Berkey on the banjo. Rick Risky Grooves on the bass. And you're at Bottega, or in the future, you're listening to it on Bottega Live on WHQR 91.3.
You are tuned to the November edition of WHQR's Bottega Live on 91.3 FM. Also streaming at WHQR.org. I'm Vince Winkle, in for Addie Vunch. Our first band tonight is the Yard Dogs. That band is Jeremy Matthews, Banjo Berkey, and Richard Groves.
Go. We all played childhood games, running around the neighborhood, rock till mama rang. Ring the bell for dinner time, we could not be late. Smell the delight of mama's love, clean off your plate.
goodbye. When you leave with daddy and mom, ashes to ashes, y'all fall down. Ashes to ashes, y'all fall down. Once upon a time we lived in a storybook town, things may have changed. But if you're still around, pick you up, you fall down. We grew up together, hung out when we could. We were busy working shows, chopping firewood. Later I was in school and trying to make the grade. You were sent to the battlefield in order to invade. Not much to worry about until you get out of your town. Ashes to ashes, you'll fall down. Ashes to ashes, you'll fall down. Once upon a time we lived in a storybook town. Things may have changed. If you're still around, pick you up, you fall down. Say the war is over, yet you've been back. Time. Every time a piece of you seems to stay behind, your resolve has turned into a bitter form of rage. How we often wish we could turn back the page. Thinking back to childhood days, I remember how we laughed. All of that changed when you signed up for the draft. Seeking answers to questions we forgot to ask. Trying our best not to live life in the past. Ashes to ashes, y'all fall down. Since the war is over, you haven't been the same. At a friend's wedding, your language was insane. A 15-minute time about a youth gone down the drain. Blaming the conflict without naming names. Not much to worry about until take the reins. Ashes to ashes, y'all fall down. Ashes to ashes, y'all fall down. Once upon a time we lived in a storybook town. Things may have changed if you're still around. If you are, you fall down. Ashes to ashes, y'all fall down. Once upon a time we lived in a storybook town. Things may have changed if you're still around. Thank you.
Rocky Mountain Breakdown with the Yard Dogs. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming to Bottega Live tonight to be played later on. I've been working too hard at this game. No one remembers your name. You have a scotch box that proves you're in the league. Would you play with people like me? I'm so frustrated. The way to be. Need to let it all hang out. Living life is what living's all about. Live your life like a rolling. Keep on rolling, rolling. Been frustrated, it's not the way to be. Help me through this, in my misery, in my misery, in my misery, in my misery.
This is Bottega Live on WHQR. The Bottega Art and Wine Gallery is in Wilmington's Brooklyn Arts District at 723 North 4th Street. If you want to be considered for Bottega Live, send us an email at bottegalive@whqr.org. Our next band is the Blarney Brogues, also of Wilmington. The band is Craig Thompson, Matt Malloy, Zach Hanner, and Rachel Tisdale. They play Irish traditional, Celtic, Irish punk, and a lot of originals.
Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Oh! A letter of mark came from the king to the scummiest vessel I'd ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, Wilted Barrett cried the town.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Or 20 young men, old fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. How I wish I was
in Sherbrooke now.
Jadeless to the port in her sails and rags, and the cook and the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Paris privateers.
On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Was 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like badmen all the way.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, alas, the Paris privateers.
On the 96th day we sailed again.
Oh, I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody fat Yankee hove in sight, with our crack 4-pounders we made to fight.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear its privateers.
The Yankee lay low down with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Jailhouse and fat and broad in the stays, but the catcher took the antelope 2 whole days.
God damn them all, I was stowaway cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear his privateers.
At length we stood 2 cables away.
I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Our crack 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear his privateers.
The antelope shook and fell to her side.
I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear his privateers.
And here I sit in my 23rd year.
I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all, I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last to bear his privateers.
Thank you, Stan Rogers.
And he bid him good day.
In Limerick town, on the banks of the Shannon, I walked down O'Connell Street. I heard the sound of music playing. I saw a man, coins at his feet, coins at his feet, coins at his feet. I saw a man, coins at his feet. The box he played was old and worn. His beard was white, his body frail. He smiled at me. I stopped to listen, played a song. I knew right well, knew right well, I knew right well. Played a song, I knew right well. I found my fiddle and I found my bow, an old tune we play out on the street. Passers-by, they stopped to listen, throwing their coins there at our feet. At our feet, coins at our feet, throwing their coins there at our feet. A drunkard came as we were playing, his ruckus chased the crowd away. He took the coins and soon departed, and as he left, he bid good day. Bid good day, hey, bid good day. As he left, bid good day. In Limerick town, on the banks of the Shannon, I walked down O'Connell Street. I heard the sound of music. I saw a man, coins at his feet, coins at his feet, coins at his feet. I saw a man, coins at his feet.
Rachel Tisdale, everyone. Chula Room.
That's why this tune is called The Real End of Rich.
For the bar, they keep it safe behind the bar, so it can't go out to party that you can hold your own. Count your instruments, you're welcome to play along. So real and on Bridge Street, where the locals meet. It's a mine in the bar in Gravity State. They've got no television, no jukebox or radio.
I'm Vince Winkle in for Addy Vunch, and this is Bottega Live on WHQR. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to more music with the Blarney Brogues.
91.3 FM. So tell me a little bit about your band. How do you write these awesome songs, and how did you guys meet? If you guys want to go around in a circle, do you want to start?
Sure. How do we meet?
Start. You go ahead and take my mic. You're the
Okay. Well, I first got up with Mr. Malloy over here many years ago. What was that like? I don't even know.
I believe it was 1968. No, it wasn't. 1968. You were playing on the streets of San Francisco.
And then we got together and went to Woodstock. Yeah, sure. Now we played in Long Street's there for like.
I ran into this guy on the street with some friends.
Yeah.
Cullen Moss and Jeff from Changing Channels. I can't remember his last name.
Pollock.
Jeff Pollock. I was out wandering around with those guys, and Shane Callahan, I think, was there.
Shane Callahan.
We were just bumming around downtown. I was, and I ran into them, and then we ran into you.
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, you know anybody who plays guitar and sings? Because I just lost my guitar player singer. And I was like, nope. Don't know anybody like that. And then St. Patty's Day rolled around, and I was like, damn it, my name's Matt Malloy, and I could be in an Irish band right now.
He's got the name.
And a few months later, I was wandering around downtown, and he was out there playing by himself.
By myself.
On the river.
Lonely.
Playing gospel music. He was playing, turn the radio on.
Turn the radio on.
And I was like, I need to get up with this guy. And I had his card, and I called him. He's like, come on by, let's see what you got. And he said, okay, here, learn some of these songs. And he handed me a sheaf of songs, and I started to learn them. And
songs,
I came back with a bunch of songs, and he's like, "Oh, actually, I sing that one." I was like, "Why didn't you tell me that before I like had to memorize it?"
I didn't really think you would learn any of them.
And then we had a drummer who was kind of a drummer at the time, and he was good, and he was lovely, and he was a wonderful person.
Wonderful person.
We love him. We miss him.
We miss him. Yeah.
Well, as a person, we don't miss him as a drummer because the drummer we have now is way sexier. And then, but the drummer, the interim we had an interim drummer after he had to leave. He got married and went to St. Louis. And we had an interim drummer who was also sexy, not as sexy as our current drummer, but
we're doing a rush, yeah.
But then we had this hot chick drummer who could sing and knew all the songs and I was.
But
like,
you didn't tell how Zach came into this because between the drummer and Mr. Malloy. Mr. Malloy was gone through most summers for like 3 years, and I said, I'm sitting on my behind, and we're not playing.
I was on
and
secret
people
missions.
People are forgetting us. So I begged several times. Once.
And Craig and I have known each other since 1993 when I moved to Wilmington. He had written a play that I was in, and we did it Acme Art back in that era.
That's how we met, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I moved back here in 2001, and yeah, Craig harassed me to play Irish music with him. And then
I threatened him.
Then finally I got laid off and was unemployed, and I didn't have any excuse anymore. And that was 7 years ago.
Yeah. Good God, why did you have to go there?
Yeah, that was 7 years ago. But I didn't know any of these songs, and we were just talking about, I just did the ancestry thing, and I'm half Irish-English, so it was kind of embarrassing that I didn't know them. But they're really fun, and Matt was away working, and so I learned them all on guitar, and then he came back, and Tim Kelly moved away, and I started playing drum, and then Rachel came in, and I switched to the banjo initially. I had the banjo, but which she is very competently, wonderfully doing now. And so, yeah,
and our overall
vibe of the group is so fun. These guys enjoy playing.
We hate each other, and we're at each other's throats.
We're extremely serious musicians. We spend most of our time practicing and thinking about how we can be better musicians.
Everybody likes to play, and that's the best part of it.
So now transition to your...
And then Rachel joined us. What was that?
I had no intention of playing banjo initially.
I met her first. I found her first.
She found me at the Irish jam session. I was out there singing and playing drum and just playing along with all the Irish tunes, playing a little trad music. And he came along and he was like, hey, why don't you come out and play with the band? And I was like, band? Like, in front of people? It's mildly terrifying. I drank a lot those days. To get up the courage.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
She mended her ways.
But yeah, I joined up and I was like, two Balrogs, really? And then worked out that it's actually going to play banjo.
Take the low.
Thank you. Dumb Fiddler in French.
Whatever.
Rachel Tisdale and the Galway Girl, everybody. Thank you.
shall be cast aside before us. And if there be a need, sure our kids will sing on us. For the nurse to sing in this fine chorus. Come out with the black and tan, come out and play me like a fan.
And that's it for this edition of Bottega Live. Thank you to the Yard Dogs and the Blarney Brogues. The show airs every fourth Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. You can hear all the Bottega Live shows on the web at whqr.org. The Bottega Art and Wine Gallery is located in Wilmington's fabulous Brooklyn Arts District at 723 4th Street. This is WHQR Wilmington 91.3 FM, serving Myrtle Beach at 98.9 and Lumberton at 94.1. Thanks for tuning in.
Heart will kill.